Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Just logistically, can you just tell us how you plan to get here and whether you'd be available tomorrow night?
I'm available tomorrow night for sure. I'm going to be driving from Buffalo to Boston today and should be arriving around 7, something like that.
Okay. And could you just take us through your year with Buffalo and what do you think things didn't quite click as you might have hoped?
Yeah, I mean, I can't really give you that answer right now because it was such a whirlwind of a year that, it went pretty badly, obviously. We started off our first 10 games, we were about 500, and then we had the COVID outbreak and we couldn't get our footing after that. And for myself, obviously wasn't the season that I would have liked to had, not even close. So, these last few days was, you do some soul searching and you do you look back on what you could do better and look forward to the future. And obviously I'm so happy and excited to be a part of the Bruins and, I can't wait to play, and I can't wait to be a part of a group like that.
And going back to the off season, how close were you with the Bruins in discussions?
Yeah, I mean, really close. I was ready to come to Boston. It didn't work out, and then I was, I had to choose between some other options, but. I've always had a ton of respect for the Bruins organization and the city of Boston. I came to Boston with Seguin in 2010, just before our draft. And I love the city. I love the fan base and the way they care about hockey. And, every time I've come to Boston since then, I've always really enjoyed my time there. So it's a city that I have a lot of, respect for as a sports city. And I can't wait to get there.
Thank you.
Joe McDonald.
Hey, Taylor, just your thoughts on the opportunity to play with a guy like David Krejci and maybe try to get things going with him.
He's been a great player in our league for such a long time. And I have a lot of respect for what he's done in his career and how he can still play at a high level. It's incredible, along with a lot of other guys on that team. Such a good puck mover, smart. Can see the game and can move really well out there. So I haven't been told who I'm playing on a line with or anything like that. But there's a lot of great players on that team and I'm just excited to contribute however I can.
And just how about the opportunity to prove yourself and in hopes of maybe becoming a Bruin for the long term?
Yeah, no, I'd love to be a Bruin for a few years. It's obviously been a bad year for me personally, and I need to play well. I need to contribute, and most of all, I want to be a part of a team that wins games. And I really believe that we can do that here. And that's just my main goal. I think there's been a lot of distractions this year, a lot of things that really haven't gone well. And confidence wise, the team here in Buffalo just never got off to the right foot. So I think the best way to get confidence is to be a part of a winning team and to make yourself part of the bigger solution. And that's what I'm looking forward to doing.
Matt Porter.
Hey Taylor, when you were looking at, you mentioned you were really close to the Bruins last summer. What do you see as, not working out there? And when you went to Buffalo, did you see yourself as, a long-term piece there? There was obviously talk of that, you being there long-term. Did you see it that way?
Well, in the summer, I can't really dive into it too much. I was ready to be a Bruin, and just some other things kind of didn't work out. But you know, it was not like any hard feelings or anything like that. And once I knew that there was a possibility that I would be traded, Boston was basically number one on the list of teams that I wanted to go to. And Kevin Adams here, the GM, was just fantastic in the way that he treated me and the way that he went about the situation, knowing that I wanted to play for a chance to win the Stanley Cup. And he worked it out, you know, to a team that I really wanted to go to. And I'll always be thankful to him for that. Him as a hockey guy and as a person, I have a lot of respect for him. And with Buffalo, I mean, I think everyone came into this season with expectations that that we would do a lot better than we did. I don't think anyone expected us to win the Stanley Cup, but I thought that we would be, you know, maybe flirting with a playoff spot, you know, probably ultimately end up on the outside looking in. But I thought, you know, we could really build something maybe for the upcoming years. And then, you know, around trade deadline, like I am right now, I'd have to make a decision on if I wanted to stay or go or whatever it may be. Ultimately, things didn't go as well as I would have liked. And obviously our team was in the situation that it's in. So it's a bit of a circuitous route to get here, but you know, looking at it in the summer, this is a team in Boston that I would have loved to play for, and I'm here now, so I'm very excited about that.
Joe Haggerty.
Hey, Taylor, welcome to Boston. You touched on this a little bit, but just, you know, most of the places you've been, you've kind of been looked at as, you know, the focal point on the team. You've been a captain before, kind of the guy that's going to sort of turn things around for an organization when you get there. What's it like going to a team like this? It's arguably that, you know, the most established, most successful team you're going to. Does it take some of the pressure off you in a sense going to this place where it's
yeah,
a good
no,
team and you're kind of hopping on board?
That was, you know, one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to play in Boston. That's why I'm so happy that I'm traded here. You know, I've been the focal point on a lot of teams in my career, and I never made myself the focal point. You know, that's just the situations that I was in. And, you know, the first chance that I got in free agency, you know, I went to Buffalo, a team that, you know, that had Jack Eichel, a player that I think is better than myself. I just wanted to be one of the guys. I wanted to be on a successful team. Ultimately, it didn't work out here in Buffalo. And, but going to Boston, you know, there's so many great players on that team, Hall of Famers, guys that have had just amazing careers that, you know, if I had anything like that at the end of my career, I'd be super, super happy with. And, you know, I'm 29 years old, but I still feel that you can learn stuff about the game at this age. You can better yourself as a player and as a leader. And seeing these guys, I'm really excited to be a part of that group and to just be one of the guys. I don't expect to come in and light the league on fire or anything like that. I just want to come and win games. I want to be a part of a winning team that has something that I haven't had before, and that's what makes me most excited.
Dan Roach.
Hey, Taylor, welcome to Boston. Kind of along those lines, how much, you know, as you leave Buffalo, and it certainly wasn't what you wanted, it didn't go the way you wanted it to go, but how much does maybe the words fresh start and kind of get you going again, re-energize you and get you confidence? I mean, Cam Neely talked about when he came to Boston from Vancouver, a coach went up to him and said, "You're my guy, just put the puck in the net and do your job." And he took off from there. How much do you think getting that fresh start might be able to help you and kickstart and help this team where it wants to go?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to set expectations too high. I want to come and win games. And I feel like I can help teams do that. Unfortunately, you know, so far in my career, that hasn't happened, but a fresh start, especially after the season that I've had and everything like that. I think the last, 5 or 6 days being away from hockey and being able to kind of reflect, I still believe in myself a lot as a player. I feel like I can add things to a team that, I still feel like I can really do that. So that's what makes me most excited. I know I keep beating a dead horse here, but I really want to just be a part of a winning team. I want to add to that, and however I can do that, I'm all in. So should be good.
Kevin DuPont.
Hey, Taylor. The fans here will think, oh, they've got Taylor Hall. He'll come in here and score a whole whack of goals. And your career has been sort of accent on assists here. If I look at it, you've got about 150 more helpers than goals. So can you go back to your MVP year in Jersey and just give us an idea of why that year was so good for you? What brings out the best in Taylor Hall in terms of production and what was the fit in Jersey 3 years ago?
That was a great year. I think the stars aligned. I was the focal point of a power play that did really well. I played with Nico Hischier and Jesper Bratt and Kyle Palmieri, guys that just really seemed to gel together and the stars aligned. I mean, our team, we started off the year 11-1 or something along those lines, and we were able to build confidence and just kind of ride it from there. And myself, I ended up getting on a 26 game point streak. It just, confidence never left me. And unfortunately right now, I'm not the most confident hockey player. Throughout this year, there's been a lot of struggles, and obviously goal scoring has been probably the biggest one. So I got to find a little bit of that part of my game back. I don't think that it's completely lost or anything like that. But I'm not expecting to come and score 93 points in Boston again. I want to be a part of a winning team, and whatever I have to do that, that's what I'm here to do. So I still believe in myself a lot as a hockey player, and saying that, I still believe I have a lot of athleticism and a lot of speed, and I hope I can add to the team with those traits.
On that power play, were you the net front guy or the half wall? Where did they put you? Confidence gets going.
Well, I was playing the half wall, and it was really the first time in the NHL that I was given one of those spots, and I just kind of ran with it. But I've played all over, and whatever the team needs from me, that's what I'll do. In that scenario, that's where the team put me, and I was able to produce. But that was 3 years ago. There's a long time since then, and the league's changed, times change, but I'm ready to fill whatever role I have to.
Great. Thank you.
Take a final question from Greg Wyshynski.
Hey, Taylor. Good to see you. You had a no move clause. Were there other trades that Kevin bought to you that you rejected? And is it safe to say that the no move helped get you to Boston?
I can't really speak on the first part, but I'll say that, definitely the no move really helped me become a Bruin. It's been a team, since I knew that I would be traded for the last few weeks, it was a team that I really wanted to join and really wanted to be a part of.